Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Now, as we've discussed before on the Ins and Outs of Money, a big part of being financially literate is understanding how to plan. Now, let's do a quick review. Budgets, arguably the cornerstone of understanding your money and where it goes, are, of course, plans. And these plans should account for not only known expenses, but also unknown ones, which is where a savings account can come in handy. Having money for unplanned events should be part of your plan. Now, I want to talk about gas prices today. When gas prices spike, people get nervous because whether they actually have written it into their budget or not, it can affect their financial plans, sometimes seriously. Not only does it cost more to drive your vehicle, but other things which depend on gas prices, like food, for example, or air transportation, they get more expensive too. The fact that this affects nearly every American is, of course, why gas prices become such a political tool in, say, an election year. Although it's unclear that the president or the government can really have any control at all over a market that sets its own prices, most Americans, according to a recent Associated Press article, think they should at least try to do something about it. But if it's true that our politicians really can't do anything about it, it's really up to individuals to figure out how to deal with the reality of higher prices themselves. European countries live with much higher gas prices than we do. Turkey's cost for a gallon of gas right now is approximately $10.40, and Denmark isn't far behind with $9.80 a gallon. How have they dealt with high gas prices for all of these years? Well, in a whole litany of ways. Fuel-efficient and often diesel cars and scooters come to mind, but so does public transportation, biking, and walking. Europe arguably has a stronger infrastructure for public transportation, but let's explore the money-saving options that are available to us here. If you have to have a car, dumping your V8 or V6 for a four-cylinder at least, or a hybrid, electric, or any of the newer, cleaner models at best, will drastically improve your chances to keep more money in your wallet. Getting 35 miles per gallon versus 20 miles per gallon is a huge price difference. If you have a 14-gallon tank, for example, you could make it to Chicago and back on one tank of gas, costing you around $55 with today's prices. With a 20-mile-per-gallon vehicle, you'd just make it to Chicago, you'd have to fill up again, and you'd return home only with a half tank of gas, costing you almost $100. When you're budgeting transportation expenses, bear this in mind. You'll pay a lot more for a car than you think over the life of the vehicle if it's not fuel efficient. According to AAA's 2011 report called Your Driving Costs, the cost of operating a sedan for 1 year is approximately $7,600. And according to 2004 data from AAA estimates and U.S. Census surveys, ownership of one motor vehicle accounts for more than 18% of a typical household's income. Those numbers, of course, reflect average gas prices that were below $3 a gallon. Think about what it would be today. So, let's talk about bikes. The cost of operating a bicycle for a year is only $120, according to the League of American Bicyclists. That includes the cost of purchase and maintenance. And science tells us that the figurative miles per gallon of riding a bike comes out to the equivalent of 730 miles per gallon. That's a huge savings over 35 miles per gallon, right? Walking gets you a lower miles per gallon equivalent, 360, but that still is much better than 35. And even though buses tend to get 6 miles per gallon, with hybrid buses doing a bit better, you multiply that number by the amount of folks on a bus. If there are, say, 60 students at 8 in the morning riding the number 4, that bus is getting 240 miles per gallon. Buses do cost you every time you get on, but think about that in terms of how much money you're saving in fuel costs. Families do fit in smaller cars. Carpooling is, of course, an option. Multiply your miles per gallon by the amount of people in the car, and there's your fuel savings. Information about alternative transportation is all over the internet, at your public library, and at places like your community bike project. Here in Bloomington, we have the Bloomington Community Bike Project. Check it out at bloomingtonbikeproject.com. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bektesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.